Blog Talk Radio. Today we're continuing on chapter 17, which is dealing with our physical bodies and how they are vehicles for our ascension process. To get started this morning, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to join me and take us into our opening prayer. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Good morning to everyone out there. Heavenly Father, we are so gracious and thankful this very day, of a brand new week, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. Let us be rejoiceful in this day. Let us be forgiving in this day. Let us be loving in this day and this week and forevermore. Let us love ourselves in a way that is not egotistical, but a way that's agape love for everybody and the whole planet. As we use these bodies to praise and worship you, our higher self, we thank you that we are ascending. As Jesus said, these bodies will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, and they will, from this carbon-based reality into a more crystalline structure to be closer to you in the ascension process. And we thank you for that, that we gain new understanding and new realms and dimensionalized reality in truth of our being and who we really are. Let us honor ourselves in body, mind, and spirit as we go forth and thank the Holy Spirit so much for imparting such divine wisdom, the secret arcane occult knowledge of truth in us as us. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Wow. So, you know, Dr. Reggie, last week we had such a powerful discussion about our physical bodies and changing that really and truthfully with the way our planet, the vibration that our planet is in, and if we don't take care of ourselves, that we are on the verge of extinction as a species, the human race.
Yes.
That really put me into another gear. How about you? Well, no, I know you. You've always been there taking care of body. But it shifted me. How about you?
Well, one thing that's really good, too, in talking about the shift, I believe that it starts in the mind. Everything is about mind. When we study, if we ever do, the Kabbalion, we find these ancient texts that were in the caves and in the times of Jesus, like the books of Isaiah and other books that are there. But if truth is truth, always will be truth, no matter where it is, this planet or beyond. And we have to study it. Yes, these bodies are very necessary for us to live and move in, but we don't want to become extinct. No one does. But you're correct. We've been here before, and we will be here again. But we have to learn to honor and protect the species as a race and love each other. We've gone so far off the path with worshiping money, worshiping cars, worshiping our house, worshiping our bodies, just worship. And that's the wrong worship direction. Learn to honor everything and appreciate everything and have gratitude for all good things so that it can last.
Amen. One of the other things that we covered last week was the importance of purification of our bodies. And of course, we and recognizing that everything that we eat and drink and even the air that we breathe has a vibration, and that we are absorbing that vibration. So if it's polluted air, we're absorbing a more dense vibration than the vibration we are seeking to achieve, which is a higher vibration, a finer vibration. And the same thing with eating animal meat or sea creatures. There's the density of them, of those on the cellular level and a density of their vibration that we're adding to this, to our bodies, which makes us, I mean, if you even just when you hear the words, you feel heavy. It makes us heavier, and it doesn't make us, it limits our ability to be able to ascend. So the shift that has to take place here that we've been talking about and the purification that we've been talking about is about vibration and energy. Remember, if you're participating in Circles of Prosperity, we are focusing on the unseen world. We need to get into what is energy, how does energy work, that is, and see everything from the standpoint of energy. Some of this we do already subconsciously, but our ego mind or our logical mind tries to reason with it through the senses, and we need to get beyond the senses. We have to get beyond the senses. So we're talking about detoxifying the body. A lot of you are familiar with Melody Barron's work on detoxification. That's a very important part of it. Today, I want to focus on trying to make this mental shift where we see where our vision of our bodies transcends the physical body, that we see it differently. And let's pick up with the text. It says that your core vibration is one you have carried into this lifetime. And this is an identifying configuration that marks who you are. Every being has a different vibration. That's a signature of who you are. And if you guys recall the last lesson, the last video of Bruce Lipton, he says that that your cells have a receptor that identifies self. And if they can take those receptors off and put it on another cell and put that cell in another body, and it's still connected to the identity of self, which is you. And what's so powerful about that, that's when he came into the realization that we are not our bodies. We are not our bodies. That we reside in the environment as vibration. So let's go back. This is an identifying configuration that marks who you are. And this vibration will not be dissipated or altered by exposure to energies being transmitted by another. It is constant. It never changes. How do we describe God? Constant, today, the same today, tomorrow, and forever. The energy of God is constant. It never changes. God is love, end of story. Your vibration that identifies you as self is constant. Again, I urge you to go back and look at Bruce Lipton. Check out videos 15, 16, and 17. One core resonant vibration can only be enhanced or accelerated in this way. One becomes more of what one already is through every aspect of the cleansing and purification process. So even though you're detoxifying yourself and you're having energetic healings, you are not changing the core of who you are. And as one peels away the layers of accumulated vibrational density and debris that are carried within the energetic forms of every being in your reality, one is able to glimpse the true nature of humanness and experience what is possible within the context of physicality. Dr. Reggie and I were having a conversation this morning, And I said, and I said to him, I said, I am so into instant manifestation. That's the only reality that I want to experience. I don't want to experience trying to analyze and go through, just declare and decree what it is that I desire and be ready to receive it. Because that is who we really are. It's just that we have to clean up our act to be in that state of consciousness. We have to clean up our act. Get rid of the emotional baggage. That can even be instantaneous. You do not have to sit here and suffer. Dr. Reggie and I were talking about that again. All these little insecurities and fears. You can say to it right now, I'm done. It's over. I move into my joy. And it's instantaneous. Or you can go through group therapy. But I'm into instantaneous manifestation. I'm at a stage in my life where that's all that I want to experience. But it may be beneficial for you to go through group therapy. But know that it doesn't have to be that way. We want to get beyond this logical mind. We want to get beyond seeing just our bodies as these physical bodies. Understand that our physical body is our vehicle for the ascension process. But I'm dealing with energy here. I'm dealing with the energy. Not me walking or working out to get where I'm going. There's an energetic vibration. And think about what that would mean. It means that I'm in Atlanta, but I need to get to California. If I do it the physical way, I need to get on a plane or get in a car or get on a bus to get there. But if I'm doing it energetically, it's instantaneous. And the question is, can you trust that? Can you trust that reality? Are you ready to be in that reality? That takes a lot of faith and a lot of trust, doesn't it? But when you stop and think about it, even to the logical mind, if you just breathe on that and the reality of that, it's very possible. It is possible. The key to maximizing the process of energy assimilation is the state of your focused intent with regard to that energy. Were you to approach the experience from the standpoint of wishing to take on the energy of another, then that mindset would, in essence, nullify the beneficial effects possible from the exposure to the energies. For one does not adopt the energy of another when this work is correctly practiced. Through exposure of the amplified vibration that is passing through another being, the vibratory levels of one's own essence is enhanced. And in this particular section, what they're talking about is that healing process that we touched on last week, when you're working with an energy healer. And they're saying you need to go into that process willing, with the intention of receiving that energy to shift you forward, for you to absorb that energy and help to raise your energy level and shift you forward. Dr. Reggie and I are on this new regimen where we're taking this superfood, and in the instructions, they say, drink this with pure intention. In other words, they want you to, and which is amazing to see that in instructions. I was like, woo, we are really in the ascension. That a product can tell you, you've got a shift in consciousness while you're taking this and drinking this. Which is absolutely amazing to me. The unseen. Intention is unseen. You're changing the vibration. that thought, it shifts your vibration in your body energetically. The maintenance of physical health under conditions of accelerated vibration requires adaptation and the revision of one's priorities. It will no longer be possible to maintain optimum standards of health with physical means alone. The conditions with which you contend on a daily basis require basic practices, such as focused on maintaining health, be supplemented with energy practices focused on cleansing the subtle bodies of residual density. And ultimately, the physical form will reflect the sum total vibration of all aspects of your energy body as the result of your efforts. The healing process, especially during these times, requires cleansing the vibration, raising the vibration, raising the energy vibration within your body. So while we can eat raw food, the raw food has a vibration. It's not one of death. You're eating meat. That animal was in fear because it knows it is dying. And you're bringing that energy level into your body when you eat it. That's why raw food supports life. It's life supporting life. It has a higher vibration. This form you inhabit is the vehicle in which you will journey to the higher levels of existence that await you. Please take a deep breath, because this is where I wanted to take you this morning. Your physical body that you are inhabiting right here and right now is the vehicle in which you will journey to the higher levels of your existence. How many of you really recognize your bodies as the vehicle? That you just jump in this body, but it's going to allow you to experience other levels of your existence. Most of us are still caught up into, I'm going to go sit on the couch and watch MTV, BET, TV1, this reality show, that reality show. We stay stuck in this existence. But there's something more. And this body is your vehicle to that something more. To create the vibrancy that you would wish to experience in these times, it is necessary for you to begin to regard your form as one that transcends physicality. In fact, the physicality of your form is the manifestation of levels of vibration at corresponding levels of perception. All of it is energy. All of it is energy. So the tangible body is best served by regarding it as a result of your efforts rather than the focus of them. For were one to focus upon the limited physical reflection of a totality which is energy-based, the results would be equally limited, and the hoped-for result of vibrant good health would fall far short of what is possible. You are not your bodies. That's basically what they're saying. You are much more than your bodies. If you just look at your bodies, and of course, we stand in front of the mirror and I'm getting old. Oh, this is sagging. Oh, my arms are too big. Oh, look at my stomach. All we're depending on is what we see with our eyes. But guess what? that physical manifestation of your body is the result of your thinking, your perception. It's an energetic signature of your consciousness, which, in most cases, is about fear, lack, and limitation. It's a limited view. I'm going to read this again. The tangible body, meaning your physical body, what you can touch, is best served by regarding it as the result of your efforts rather than the focus of them. It's the end result of your thinking. For were you to focus upon the limited physical reflection of a totality, which is energy-based, they're telling you, if you focus on your body, which is based on energy, the results would be equally limited. And the hoped-for result for vibrant good health would fall far short of what is possible. So if you have a physical challenge, a health challenge right now, you cannot look at the physical body. And here's the thing, what feeds into that reality? Because let's look at, because you go to the doctor is looking at the physical reality. They look at your blood work, they're looking at your blood pressure, and they can tell you all these things that are, the chemistry of you is out of whack. Are they looking at the energy? They have you focused on the physical, and they're focused on the physical, and nobody's paying any attention that this is the result of energetic vibration. It is a result of energetic vibration, which is manifested through thought. Because thought goes out as a vibration and touches substance and merges all of this together to create manifest form. So what does that tell us? That the root of everything for us begins in consciousness, begins in thought. And once you go to the doctor, you are on a path of, I have a tumor. Whatever they tell you, I got a tumor. So you visualize this tumor inside of you, and then you think that's something that you got to try to work on, destroying the tumor. The way to get your healing is to perceive I'm healed, I'm whole. Intention. I'm more than this body. I'm raising my vibration to a higher level. I'm in divine perfection. And you have to be able to say that with no doubt. Not say it and run back to say, okay, this tumor in me, I hope it's shrinking. Or laying in bed, it's going to overtake me. In fear, I'm dying. And then you get up and say, I'm in divine perfection, but you've got that other track that's all full of fear. I'm raising my vibration. I'm moving to a higher level. Every cell in my body is vibrating. Health, health, health. I believe it is so, and so it is. Instantaneous manifestation. They go on to say that you can anticipate the experience of the symptoms. Understand, the symptoms of illness when you're undergoing an intensive program of energetic healing, but do not assume that the work is ineffective if your physical condition worsens directly following embarking upon a purification regimen. Because the very symptoms that would indicate illness to those conditioned in physical focus are in fact an indication of cleansing when viewed as energy. Toxic release is your evidence that purging is taking place and that your energy field is being relieved of a burden that was carried in a particular region of your cellular structure. We're reading with this superfoods, and they say, oh, start with a teaspoon. But we want you to get up to like one or two tablespoons. And the reason they're doing that is because so many people freak out when they have to go to the bathroom and their bowels are loose and they think something is wrong. But that's purification. It's purification. There's nothing wrong. And there's symptoms. When you're exposed to high levels of vibration, the toxins harbored in the emotional bodies of your form are released. And this process can be expected to replicate the experience of the repressed emotion. And it's often at very profound degrees of intensity. So you might be inclined to conclude that one was emotionally unbalanced based on these episodes of emotional release, which in all likelihood will follow exposure to high levels of healing energy. And in fact, such an experience would indicate that balance was restored and that certain layers of repressed emotion, which again is energetic density, held at the level of the emotional body, had been released. It's still energy. And so that's why the Nania's work in radical forgiveness is dealing with the emotional body. All of that pain that energy of pain, the energetic vibration of pain, of, you know, sadness, of depression that you've held for years, maybe even lifetimes. And they tell you to feel the full emotion of it, to release it, and then you move into a higher vibration, energetic vibration. So as the process intensifies, one approaches the depths of the karmic burden carried emotionally and begins to peel back the layers of patterning that have colored your experience and your responses through lifetime after lifetime. And as you begin to emerge from this transitional phase, you will experience a sense of liberation from the constraints of emotional conditioning with which you have contended all your life. It becomes obvious in your responses to provocation and emotional stimuli that the reflex of emotional response has been transcended and that you are no longer operating at the mercy of the feelings that once dominated your experience. That's a mouthful to say this. Okay. You know, you may have a relationship with, let's say, your mother. Mother-daughter relationships are like this a lot. And there's this friction between mother and daughter. I don't know why it happens, but it is. I think the mother is still trying to, on some level, control the daughter or whatever. It happens between parents and children. And there's this friction. And there's this script that you guys play over and over. Mom says something to push your buttons and you have a certain response to that and then it just all blows up in your face, right? And then and you're back on, you go back into your corners and then you come back for round two. It's a conditioned response. It's a script. That's what they're saying, an emotional script that you play over and over again. And so as you begin purifying yourself and shifting in your, and especially if you go through and deal with maybe these past hurts and things, the way you respond to mom is now going to be different. That's all that they're saying, because you have transcended that vibration and you're shifting that script. And so now you just say, you know, okay, that's mom. I just love mom where she is. I'm whole and complete. But and the thing is that process can take as long as you want it to take, or it can happen as quickly as you want it to take. You can put yourself through the pain forever. I mean, you have free will. or you can just today decide, I choose to love my mom. I choose to forgive myself. I choose to forgive everyone involved so that we can all move to the highest level. Not that you're trying to make anybody wrong in this. Not even yourself. You're not wrong. It's just that this no longer serves you. This relationship, the way it is, no longer serves me. I'm ready for both of us to move to our highest good. And you can do that in any relationship. And it doesn't mean you have to cut off the relationship. It's just that you're going to shift the energetic vibration in this interplay. Letting go of the negatively charged energy surrounding life issues when stimulated energetically through healing practices is a way to maximize the effects of those therapies and to begin to break the vibrational chain that will continue to magnetize to your experiences of a similar vibration. So resist the inclination to hold back during these episodes of profound emotional release, because the responses that have been triggered are symptomatic of untold levels of history carried within you. And as each successive level is revealed and released, you are quite likely to begin to experience a sense of liberation from lifetimes of emotional imprisonment. Standard provocative cues cease to produce the standard emotional reflex action, and at long last, the chain is broken that held you in a spiral of emotional conditioning. The minute that you release and let go and let God, you are set free. You are liberated. And you know, this just came to me. I am really addressing this spirit where we as African Americans feel that we are being oppressed by the so-called man or the white man. This whole racial thing that we have, that we're being somehow controlled and things are not available to us, that's a lower vibration. And it's on an emotional level. I mean, you talk to some people and they just go into rage about it. I listen to talk radio down here and these people they buy into that truth. And it's not a truth, okay? They buy into that illusion with such vigor. And what does it do? It's energy that they're creating and building and making it real for them. But it's all an illusion. It's all their perception. If at any moment that we decide to shift and say, I am free, that, you know, and there are no limits or limitations whatsoever on me, then you will truly be free and liberated. We are held as a race in bondage right now by a perception, an illusion that can be changed instantaneously. And who's out there telling people this? Who's waking us up? Who is waking us up? I'm asking each one of you, when you come in contact with your brothers and your sisters, that you wake them up. Wake them up. When you can expect to experience a sense of detachment from the emotions themselves and from the kinds of circumstances that once triggered them, you begin to perceive yourself as coasting over the surface of scenarios that once hooked you into endless repeat performances of agonizing dramas. And a subtle sense of indifference is your cue that the energy has shifted within you and that you are free to choreograph the dance of your experience as you choose to have it be. So take the time to delve deeply into the residual emotional patterning, what you're feeling, how you feel about certain things. And how is coloring your experience in this time of transformation? and that you engage in activities designed that will stimulate the cellular memories harbored in your emotional body. You know, this is one thing I'm going to tell you. Women kind of can go through and deal with this a little easier than men, but we have been so blessed to have Anthony and Cody and Dr. Reggie and Earl and Reed. These are men that are moving through these emotional experiences and shifting that energy to a higher level. And whoa, when it happens to a man, it's powerful. It is powerful because they have a ton of dictates in terms of our society of what it is to be a man. You know, that they can't show emotion, that they can't feel emotion. That's difficult because we have an emotional body. And our emotions are the driving force of manifesting desire. And here they are being told to hold it back. And it's the thing that really sets them free. So I love being in their presence and feeling their energy and how they're moving and shifting and seeing how their connection to God instead of these false illusions of what it is to be a man. Because to be a full human being, whether you're male or female, is to be expressing God in you and understanding your divinity and your connection to God. Get rid of the labels. Isn't that our first lesson from the Way of the Wizard? Get rid of all the labels. This is an ongoing process, testing the conditions and the patterning they are calculated to provoke are cyclical. So do not assume that you have somehow graduated and transcended your humanness simply because you have attained certain levels of conscious awareness and have done certain amounts of work focused on the refinement of your emerging transcendent identity. That mindset is rooted in denial. Regardless of how elevated you may feel you have become, and its implementation is a recipe for emotional backsliding into habitual patterns that may have been considered history. Expect that you will be presented with circumstances that are opportunities to exercise your emotional body and help ensure that it remain free of the densities with which you once may have been programmed. The lessons never stop. You're always checking where your vibration is. Because that's your existence. Okay, so you got rid of some past drama that you went through, and here it presents itself again. And the reason it's coming up is to say, okay, are you really over it, or does it still bring back those old feelings, and do you still want to lash out, or do you still have some work to do? Be thankful for it. The opportunity to say, I can take this to a higher level. You know, I have insecurities, fears and insecurities, and periodically those things will come back. And I thought, oh, God, I thought I was done with this. But here it is. The experience comes back again. But I notice that I deal with it differently. I'm not overwhelmed in fear anymore. I put it in perspective and I ride over it. My energy vibration has gone to another level. And it may, and trust me, when it comes back, an old drama comes back a lot of times, most of the time is more intense than what you recall, but you're still able to rise above it. We are constantly ascending. The ascension process is continuous. Energy work is an ongoing practice that is recommended and to be a part of your lifestyle. with focused awareness of the ascension process. Focused awareness of the ascension process. Everything that you do, everything that you say, everything that you eat, every person you experience, every situation or circumstances that you are going through, be aware that the ascension process is at hand. And that you need to be aware that your energy is shifting to the highest good for you and everyone concerned. It's a different way to move through life, through the unseen world of energy. I'm going to open the floor this morning for questions or comments. If you can keep them brief, if you can press 1 on your telephone keypad, I'd appreciate it. And I'll let you join in on the conversation this morning. Did I put you guys to sleep? Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm wonderful.
And Dr. Reggie.
Doctor.
Yes, I don't have much to say other than I just want to let y'all know I'm here. My body right now don't feel like it is. I feel like it wants to just go back into that sleep mode, but I've been on the call, and I just want you to know I appreciate everything that I was said and has been taken to heart.
Okay.
And we will continue this journey.
Okay. All righty. Get your rest. Your body's saying, I need to rest. Anyone else this morning? Thank you so much, Anthony. Anyone else this morning? Good morning. 0533, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I had a question, from what you said, like everything that you do that is an ascension time.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get an example of that. You know, like whenever you come in contact with someone and it's like it's really hitting your spirit, like, oh, I should say something to them. And then you finally let that time pass. They might leave out the store or something. You know, is that, are you missing your time and interaction then?
If you're being prompted, are you saying you're being prompted to say something to someone? And then, and you don't do it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And then when you don't do it, or like, you know, that process whenever you're like, okay, I'm totally stuffed, and okay, but let me force this down. Is that, you know, like, you're different. If you would have made a different choice, would have been better. You know, I just feel like if you would have said something to that person, you know, you wouldn't have that regret following, you know, like, all right, I should have talked to them about this. I missed that chance. Or, like, you know, you stuffed that food and then later you felt miserable. You know, are those things or signs, those indicators that we should grow or ascend if we would have tried a different route?
We definitely need to pay attention to how we feel. If after the end you feel some regret, then there was something that you didn't choose to do that could have taken things to a higher place. Sometimes we even say things that we wish we hadn't said. But it's just an opportunity to learn from the experience. Don't beat yourself up over it. The next time it presents itself, then you say, you know what, I think I'm going to try it this way. Don't beat yourself up. It was an opportunity, but it'll present itself again because this is a process and God, you're going to learn. You know, that's the whole purpose of being on this planet, is to learn. So an opportunity will present itself again.
Okay.
Dr. Reggie, we need to go into our closing prayer. It's going to cut off. We're going to cut off here in a few minutes, a few seconds, actually.
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful lesson. which is guided and directed by the counsel of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the energy of light, which is nothing less than life itself. We thank you for our transformation that the earth has gone through, and I believe that the earth has made her decision, has charted her course, and ready to begin her dimensional shift. All of us, all planetary life form, is being prepared for this wonderful event of cellular transformation. In the process, thank us. Thank you, God, for everything that you are, that we all will be participating, if we choose to, in this wonderful transformation into the fifth dimension. We thank you so much that some of us are born knowing that we are pre-encoded with the activation of a special DNA to help other people to understand their truth, designated to maintain the quality of life and to uplift everybody in this wonderful time-space energy for their physical function and sometimes their apparent physical dysfunction to help them deprogram from the negative energies of the earth itself and what's on the earth, the negative energy about the economy, the political system, the structure of the world. These are not us. We deny these things, but we will never deny willingly to transmute our denial of self and coming into the wonderful energy of the Christ mission, who we are. We're being debriefed from this negative energy into a wonderful new life. We thank you, Father, that we submit willingly to understand you, to worship you, and to praise you for who we are. By the power of grace and love and light and peace, we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. We'll be here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I love you guys. May God continue to bless you today and every day. Love, light, and peace.